Thank you, everyone, for tuning in to a bonus edition of the Extra Rounds podcast. Ahead of his fight this weekend at UFC on Fox 25, Saturday, July 22nd, former middleweight champion Chris Weidman takes some time out to join us and talk about his fight with Kelvin Gastelum in Long Island. Hey, Chris, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thanks for taking the time out to talk to us this morning.
No problem.
So Dana White on this press tour for McGregor Mayweather compared the Nassau Coliseum to Madison Square Garden for people from Long Island. Would you say that that's accurate?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely. Without a doubt. For me, being a Long Islander, it's bigger for me to be fighting at Nassau Coliseum than Madison Square Garden.
And you can say that with authority because you have fought in Madison Square Garden.
Yeah, I mean, fighting in Madison Square Garden was amazing as well. So just being a New Yorker, the first event ever. It's such a historic building. But as far as what my true home arena is, it's Nassau Coliseum. That's my place. And so it means more to be able to put on a show here on Long Island than anything else.
And this is the third time you've now fought in New York, but you're getting your first main event slot or main headlining bout. How much does that mean to you?
It means a lot. I mean, to be able to, you know, I'm on a losing streak here, and to be able to main event the first ever event in Long Island is definitely an amazing feeling, and something that I would never be able to pass by. You know, no matter what, this will go down in the record books as the first event ever, and I was able to main event it, so it's pretty cool.
You mentioned the losing streak. Were you concerned at all that maybe you wouldn't get the nod for that main eventing spot?
I mean, I wasn't really thinking about it, to be honest with you. I didn't know what was going to happen. To be honest, I wanted a rematch with Musashi. That was my main thought. As far as fighting at Nassau Coliseum and main event or not, it wasn't something I was going to put a lot of emphasis on, because if it didn't happen, I didn't want to get upset about it. So I just didn't think about it.
And you mentioned Musashi. He's left and signed with the Bellator, so it doesn't seem like in the near future you're going to get that rematch. How frustrating is that for you?
You know, it's a little frustrating, but at the end of the day, I gotta move on and fight the best guys that the UFC has to offer. So I got Gastelum in front of me, so that's my focus. It's hard to not focus on Musashi, so I wish him the best of luck.
Are you still optimistic that that fight could come to fruition someday?
I don't know. We'll see. I'm not even thinking about him anymore. It's over now.
And you mentioned Kelvin Gastelum, who you're fighting. He's moving up in weight class. Does that add any pressure, or does it make you more confident because you know you have the size? What's the thought process when you're fighting a guy who's moved up in weight class?
There's no different feeling. He's already, you know, he's fought now at 185 twice. He's beat two really good guys. So he's proven himself in the weight class. So I'm taking it as if it's one of the best 85 pounders there is. So I'm taking it very serious. I'm not worried about his weight and if that's going to be a positive, you know, thing for me or not. So I'm just prepared for the best Gastelum we've seen. And, you know, so, I mean, these other guys had lost to him. These are the top 85ers. So, I got to just be prepared for the best.
And you mentioned when you were thinking about the main event at this Nassau Coliseum event that you didn't want to think about it too much because it could be negative or whatnot. And you mentioned the losing streak. You're a really positive and upbeat guy. Is it kind of hard to block out the losing streak or negative thoughts or any kind of feeling of pressure?
No, I mean, I put a lot of pressure on myself to perform and reach my potential in every fight. So every one of my, you know, my last all fights, I wasn't able to get the W, and it's just now we got another fight. I have an opportunity to showcase my skills, and I got to make the most of it. You know, I feel great. I'm in great shape, and I just have to go out there and make it work that night.
How much more would it mean to you to be able to get that first win in New York in front of your home crowd?
You said, what was that one more time?
How much would it mean to you to get the first win in New York so close to home?
It's going to be a feeling that's unexplainable. I can't wait.
And Dana White also said that Matt Serra told him that he wishes he could still fight and so that he could be on this card. You're close to him. Do you think he could still fight if he wanted to?
Oh, yeah. Matt is so good. He's so good that he definitely fight if he wanted to. He would have to decide what weight class he wants to go to, and there's probably some good fights for him out there, but that's up to him. If he really wanted to do it, he'd definitely do it.
Is he even close to considering, or is it all just kind of like in a different world, different time?
Yeah, I don't really think he's truly considering it, but I'm not going to say if a good offer came to him, a good fight, I'm sure he'd probably step up and take it.
There was also a really cool spread this weekend in Newsday with you and all the Long Island fighters. And there's this really cool image of the, you know, I think it's 9 of you walking down the boardwalk. What was it like that day taking that picture?
Hang on 1 second. It was really cool. You know, Mark Monaco from Newsday did a great job at kind of helping us build our brands. And, I feel like this whole segment of what Newsday and Mark Monaco did kind of brought all of us Long Islander fighters even closer together than we were because we had to do a bunch of things together. So it was pretty cool. At the end of the day, some of us train at different gyms, but we all support each other being from Long Island. So
there's no rivalry amongst the Long Island fighters from different gyms. It's all just kind of like a brotherhood.
Definitely.
Well, I know you're really busy this morning. Thank you so much for taking the time out to talk to us. Best of luck to you.
Thank you. Have a good day.